Putin gives the order on Jack Callahan, Fox News, telling his troops to keep the peace in two disputed regions in eastern Ukraine. Linda Thomas Greenfield, the United States ambassador, telling a meeting of the UN Security Council that's nonsense. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
This is plainly in breach of international law. It's a violation, a flagrant violation of the sovereignty and integrity of the of Ukraine.
President Biden has spoken with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The White House said Mr. Biden reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He condemned Russia's decision to recognize the independence of those two Moscow-backed breakaway regions of Ukraine, and he noted that the U.S. would, quote, respond swiftly and decisively, along with its allies, should Russia step up its aggression.
President Biden has issued an executive order banning any U.S. investment, trade, or financing with the disputed regions. The White House says sanctions are coming Tuesday. The U.S. has withdrawn the last of its diplomats from Ukraine, housing them temporarily in Poland. Canada will continue its crackdown on the truckers who took part in a three-week protest, which police broke up over the weekend, and anyone who supported it. Parliament extending the emergency powers requested by Prime Minister Trudeau and considering making financial sanctions permanent. A shocking story from suburban Salt Lake City, Utah, where police say a man told his four-year-old to shoot at police officers after a dispute at McDonald's.
Police in Midvale say the unidentified man flashed the gun at the pickup window Monday, demanding his order be corrected. The cops were called, and as they were taking the man into custody, a witness says the four-year-old was told to shoot the gun, and the boy did, but an officer was able to swipe at the gun as it was fired, directing the bullet away.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Police in Colorado say five people found dead in an apartment Sunday overdosed on fentanyl.
Police responded to a call about an unconscious person at an apartment in Commerce City, northeast of Denver. They found three women and two men dead inside. Another adult and a four-month-old baby were found alive. The 17th Judicial District Attorney, Brian Mason, said they likely believed they were ingesting cocaine, not realizing it was laced with fentanyl. The police chief said the baby is fine, but he believes the parents are among those who died. The CDC reported overdose deaths rose 30% for the year ending in April of 2021, topping 100,000 deaths, as health officials warn of a rise in fentanyl-related deaths. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The federal hate crimes trial of three men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia, now in the hands of the jury, which deliberated about 3 hours Monday before recessing. All three defendants were already convicted of murder months ago. After testimony from the last of the defendants, the defense rested its case Monday in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights by not stopping fellow officer Derek Chauvin's fatal restraint. Longer than expected negotiations Monday in the baseball lockout.
Officials from Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association met for 5 hours Monday in their return to the negotiating table for a new collective bargaining agreement. While there were breakout sessions for both sides during that time frame, Monday began what's anticipated to be a busy week of talks at Roger Dean Stadium in Florida to end the lockout before a February 28th deadline as to not impact opening day for the majors on March 31st. MLB did offer to increase the player arbitration bonus pool from $5 to $20 million, still a gap from what the players union is seeking. There was also no discussion regarding the competitive balance tax, one of the core economic issues that's at the heart of the nearly three-month-long work stoppage. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.